It's a little interesting the way the parshios transition from building the Mishkan to Chet HaEgel to back to building the Mishkan. Why is that? Why do we break from it? And why such a focus on the Mishkan? So I think that there's a lot of possible answers, and perhaps one of the best pieces is the beginning of this week's Parsha. But before I do that, I want to take a step back and I want to share with you a dilemma that I think most people have. If you're a teacher, if you're a parent, or if you're a friend, any of those positions, you know that there's from time to time conflict and it requires resolution. And that's not easy. And I think that, you know, with friends, especially if you're more on the grown-up side, it's one way. I think in the classroom, it has its own way. But in the family dynamic, either as a parent or as a sibling, we all know it's complicated. Not everybody gets along. And we struggle with how to get everybody to be on the same page. Or sometimes we don't even struggle with that. We just struggle, how can we get along? So that's something that often I recognize both professionally and personally. So what is one of the ways that we can get around it? So I think one of the ways is team building. It's we all share a common goal, and that's how we get ourselves to the finish line. That's what we hope for. I think it's a very important idea that when we have a consensus and a goal to get there, it works. I'll give you a very brief glimpse into my house. So we like to do Purim as a family. Everybody is the same costume, theme, and dress, and whatever. Now, there are some people that are really good at this. They start this like in September. Rosh Hashanah is over, and that's what they start working on. So we're kind of like last-minute planners, which makes costume shopping on Amazon a little bit complicated, but okay. So about a month before, we start having this conversation. What should we do? How should we dress up? And it used to be a real fight. So the rule basically has become we need 100%. It's not a super majority. It is 100% we're all on the same page. And generally, my vote is if you're all happy, I'm happy. But why is it that that works? What happens is that in the discussions, you throw out an idea, two people like it, three people don't, it gets shot down. Then you have an idea that three people like and two people don't. Often that doesn't make it either. But then you have the complicated one where it's four people like it and one doesn't. And that's where the negotiating starts because we're working together. And sometimes it gets scrapped, but it's done in a way that we all know my voice matters and I can make it work. Why do I tell this story? Because I think that's the idea behind the building of the Mishkan. Vayakel Moshe. Moshe brings everyone together. Why does Moshe bring everyone together? Because the idea of Shabbos, which he's about to teach, which is intrinsically connected into the Mishkan, both of those and all of that requires everybody to be on the same page. You can have Chet HaEgel. Why? Because it's not everybody that believed that Chet HaEgel was a good idea. It was actually a very small group of people. But what did everybody else do? Everybody else was quiet. Nobody fought it. Nobody made a big deal about it. It just happened. And so when Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and he looks at the scene, it's only a small group of people. But Moshe Rabbeinu realizes this small group of people has such a hold over everybody else. The antidote to that is we need to come up with a project. It's going to be so big and everybody's going to have a part and everybody's going to have an active role in it from start to finish. And that's going to create peace. What's amazing, Rabbi Sachs points out, is that is what happens. There's no fighting in the building of the Mishkan. And even, it's fascinating. You have Bezalel, who comes as one of the architects, and he is from Shevet Yehuda. But who's the other one? Ahaliyah ben Achisamach, Lemate Dan. He's nobody. From a nobody Shevet. And yet, because they're working together, and because everybody feels this is our project, there's a certain sense of teamwork, and it is so powerful, and it's so amazing. And what it does is it creates harmony. That's the root of what the Mishkan is supposed to do. And in the end, what happens when the Mishkan is constructed and completed? The Hashras HaShechina. Hashras HaShechina will only occur Vayakel Moshe, when everybody's together. And when that happens, and we're all marching forward towards the same goal, it can happen. It can happen. Have a great day.